Journey to Pentecost, Week 2, Day 81, April 11th, 2024. Glowing in God. The scripture today comes from Exodus 34, 22 through 35. And thou shalt observe the feasts of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seed a kid in his mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Devotion. While Moses was with the Lord fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave him specific instructions for the people of Israel. God told Moses to write down these refreshed commandments on 2 tables. They were refreshed because Moses smashed the original stone tablets when he became angry that Israel was worshiping a golden calf. God told Moses to go and share the instructions that he gave him with Israel. And we as Christians are also to share the gospel with the world today. In Matthew 28, 19 through 20, Jesus told his disciples, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. As we study his word and have it written in our hearts, we must trust God and teach his word as he leads us through the Holy Spirit. Also noted in this scripture, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and shared with the people what thus saith the Lord, they reacted in fear and did not want to come near Moses because his face was shining bright. Because of this, Moses would cover his face with a veil when he finished speaking with the people, and always took the veil back off anytime he went before the Lord. When we have been in the presence of the Lord through prayer, praise, and reading his word, there should be a difference in us. We ought to show some signs. Others should be able to see a change in us. Just as Aaron and the others noticed the radiance on Moses' face, we should have a glow about us. God's light should show through love and compassion we have for others, by our increased faith in action, and also by the reactions that we have in adverse circumstances. Prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being so merciful and forgiving. Help us to be obedient to your word and not sin against you. Give us that holy boldness to share your word as Moses showed when he shared your commandments with the people of Israel. In Jesus' name, amen.